Blog Talk Radio. The Diva is uplifting, encouraging, educating, and entertaining. The Diva is live, and the Diva is taking calls. It's time for Conversations with the Diva. Here's your host, Sabrina Williams.
Well, hello from Las Vegas. It is a lovely day in the neighborhood. You are on the air with Sabrina Williams, and she said this is your host and beautiful person who is 52 and only looks like she's 35. So how are you guys today? It is blazing hot still here in Nevada, and this is getting just ridiculous. I just say it needs to snow now and get it over with and call it the end of the day, because this is just rude, rude weather. I can't even do it anymore. Anyway, so today we are waiting for Jo May to call in. She has her bags, and so we will be talking about that, specialty bags that she makes. I am, just for a few minutes, I want to talk about Game of War. You guys all hear me talk about Game of War. So it's an awesome app that I play a war game with other people. Well, today, Miz Corporation, which they're called, decided to add these extra levels, which cost more money to play the game. As it is, this game costs money, because anything costs money that's fun, that you want to play with and get in depth. The great part about the game is that it's not the game for me, it's the people that I get to talk to and make friends with. That's what makes the game fun. But it really actually makes it more fun, too, when you can just go around and hit other people and beat them up and play war with them. But the sad thing is, today I got really upset because I'm going to be honest, I'm so addicted to this game. I play it, you know, morning, noon, night, except for when I'm at work and I got to be at work, and then I'm right back on it. But it made me realize, as one of the guys said, what's your dream? You know, and just live your dream. And I'm thinking, living my dream is playing this game, being the top person in the kingdom. Well, that's not really living the dream. The dream is, what am I getting to do with my life? And that was a great question. You know, I was like finally able to answer that, and I was stumped by somebody. Actually, the diva was stumped. This is really good. But yeah, what is your dream? What are you living for? What are you doing? You know, my dream is that I get to see my wonderful boys, and I have the best job in the world that I've had for 35 years, working in different states with child services and juvenile hall and group homes. And also, I get to just love people. My dream is just always doing something good for somebody else, and that's my dream. My dream is just so many different things, but it's a culmination of just loving life and loving people. So sometimes when things happen in a game, we get so upset because we get addicted. And even as adults, we can get addicted. So adults, we need to be checked at times of, okay, put down the game, live your life, and have fun. But anyway, we're going to play a song called Anything Possible. It is an amazing song by Michael M. Johnson. Amazing. Here we go.
Turn around, tear it up. I like to see you shake it up and show.
Johnson. He's amazing. He can be found on my face. Also, you guys can look me up on my regular webpage at www.sabrinathediva.com. Now, well, our guests, I think they got a little delayed or didn't show up. I'm not for sure which one, but we'll have them on another time. But while we're on the air, let's just talk about life. What is going on with you? What are you doing with yourself, and how are you making yourself a better person? Let me tell you, I took off to Palm Springs from, I think, July 5th all the way till July 7th or 8th, and it was the most wonderful experience I've ever had in my life. I went by myself. I didn't go with friends. I determined that I need to learn to do things by myself and be okay with me. No, I'm not lonely, and no, I'm not alone, but there's a difference between being alone and lonely. And I have lots of people I know, but you know what? I need to spend time with me and get to know me, myself, and I, because each of those persons has a different personality and something to say. No, I'm not saying I have three different personalities. I just need to get to know me, myself, and I, and be okay with doing things by myself. Palm Springs was wonderful. After I got past a couple people, like, who are you with? You know, like, when I went to go eat. And I'm like, nobody, I'm by myself. Are you sure? Sort of kind of second-guessing myself. And, of course, I went to the bathroom one time and I cried. And I was like, okay, you know what, this stops. No, I'm by myself. I'm okay with that. No, I'm by myself, and that's all I answered. Because you know what? It's okay to go out to dinner by yourself. I took myself out to a fabulous steak dinner, and it was just the bomb. Yes, it was. And I ordered drinks and everything. And you know what? At least I wasn't switching seats and talking back and forth to myself. I just had a good old time. There were people there, and it was fun. I got to walk around, got to shop. But one of the things I learned is that sometimes we want to be surrounded by people all the time so we don't have to hear ourselves. And sometimes yourself is the one you need to be listening to. Tells you, you know what, you need to go to sleep, you're tired, you don't have to please everybody, you just have to be okay with you. You're not going to please everybody, because you're not, I'm not, I've learned that. I'm never going to please everybody, everybody's not going to want to be my friend, even though that breaks my little heart, but it's true. Everybody's not going to be my friend. Some people, they're not a good fit in my circle, and I'm not a good fit in their circle. Does it make us bad people? No. It just means that we can be acquaintances, we can say hi, but that's just not somebody I'll spend my deep time with. So what do you do when you're single and you like think you want to find somebody, but then you realize you don't, you just want to be okay? You just learn to get up and do things that people who are together do and hold your head up high and be okay with that. Because you know what? You were born, not unless you had a twin. Well, that's not true, because even if you had a twin, one of you came out first of the birth canal. So you came out by yourself, and you're going to die by yourself. But in between, you're going to meet people on your different roads and paths and journeys that you can bless, you can talk to, and you can help. And you know what? We're all meant here for something. I'm here to encourage and make people laugh. That's what I do best. Do I have a ton of friends? No. Do I want a ton of friends? Probably not, because I would need people to gift me gift certificates from Nordstrom, Claim Jumper, and things like that. So I'm sort of kind of a picky friend. But sure, I talk to everybody. And yes, I am taking applications for new friends, you know, trying to fill those 5 spots open. But hey, you feel free to send me your application. But on another note, let's just talk about some of the things that are going on in the world. We have, for the first time, whether we like it or not, we have for over 200 years, probably our nation, is that we have a woman that's running for president. We have Mr. Donald Trump, who, you know what, he does some crazy things, but you know what, I will have to say, like last week I said, no, I wouldn't vote for him, I was joking, but I would vote for him because he's Republican, and you know what, I can't vote for Hillary. No, we had a Clinton already in office. So everybody has their views. Everybody has their thing. It's just part of life. Who knows? Life is amazing. Another thing, you know what? There's so many different people killing people. There's people killing kids in Chicago. There's for no reason. Chicago is having a mass exodus of people coming in and out of the state. It's crazy. I mean, going out of state because people are getting killed. We got to address what's going on there. Why is the crime rate? Why are they killing people? Again, we have the officers who are being shot by some people who are, or the officers that were shot by the black military guy. That was shameful because he wanted to, quote, unquote, kill white cops. Wrong. The bottom line is you are shaped by your environment, not. And you have to make a choice. You're not shaped by your environment. It's a choice you make. I could have been shaped by my environment and been a criminal. But you know what? I chose not to. Because you know why? Because I don't need to be in jail. And I don't want to be somebody's girlfriend in prison or boyfriend in prison. I just want to lead a good, happy life and be able to eat steak and potatoes and everything else when I want and not have 3 meals and a cot. That just makes no sense to me. Where trouble is all the time, you'll find trouble. Now, I know that things happen, and sometimes people are innocent, and sometimes they're guilty. But the bottom line, you need to evaluate where you are and what situation you're constantly putting yourself into that makes you always have to say that, you know, the cops are after me or this person. Because it's not about color to me. I know that there's rogue black cops, there's rogue white cops, there's rogue everybody in medicine and everything. So we need to stop just saying they're out to kill the blacks. We're not out to kill the whites. We're not out to kill the blacks. We need people to stop doing crimes. That's what we need. It needs to stop. But anyway, before I go, I just wanted to tell you guys and do the public service announcement. If you're struggling with mental health and you need somebody to talk to, please dial 211 in any state that you're in, and they will either find you a place that offers a sliding fee or free or based on your budget. So please don't hesitate to get mental illness help. Not saying you need medicine, but sometimes we just need somebody to talk to. I know when I was really depressed, I did go talk to a counselor, and at times I still do. I do take medicine for depression. Life can be tough, but I'd rather take medicine and admit it and live a good life and don't terrorize other people with my emotional roller coasters than not take medicine and cause harm to others by my emotional roller coaster. So also, if you're suicidal and you cannot, and you absolutely just want to kill yourself right now, you need to call 911 or go to the nearest emergency room. You are loved. You're wanted. You're valuable. You're somebody's mother, brother, sister, father, friend, and relative, and you will be missed. So don't go out that way. You know, if you need to, you can reach out to me at 951
552-3292, and I'd be happy to talk to you and get you over to somebody who can help you immediately, to a trained counselor. Thank you for tuning in to Conversations with the Diva. You guys are awesome. You're wonderful. We're sorry we missed our guest, but you know, as always, God has a plan. Even if the plan is for a short show or a long show, it's always about being funny and being hilarious. If you guys want to be a foster parent or you want to adopt a child in whatever state you're in, go to the nearest foster care system, and you know, for foster parents, and look it up, because we are in great demand of for foster parents in all states. I know in Nevada we are too. We'd love to have you be a foster parent or adoptive parent. Maybe you have a child or relative that you know that needs a foster parent. You can be that too. Thank you for tuning in Conversations with the Diva. You guys have a great day. We go out with Anything Is Possible.